That school bell reminds us it is time for the Warren County Radio Bible School. So get your Bible and be turning it to the book of Esther. And then pull up a chair and turn up your radio and we'll go through this Bible story together. I've been reading from the book of Esther. In our Bible lesson, it's about the book of Esther that E.A. Elam had written. And he began this lesson saying, read the entire book of Esther. And so that's what we're doing, and I'm making a few comments along the way. And we have come to Esther chapter 3 and verse 12. And that's where we will begin reading in just a moment. I'll do a little background study on where we were, and then we'll begin reading at Esther 3 and verse 12 if you want to follow along with us. The Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our services. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And if you will listen to these lessons and attend, just pretend like you're going to school and attending class and open your Bible and follow along, your Bible knowledge is going to grow and grow and grow. You might find out that you know more things about the Bible in some of the sections we're studying than even your preacher does. And if your preacher is the kind of preacher he ought to be, he will be proud of you for knowing that. And you might tell him he might want to listen and attend the Warren County Radio Bible School himself. But let's turn to the book of Esther now. We're going to be reading at Esther chapter 3 and verse 12. And in this story of the book of Esther, it's a story about how a little orphan girl became the queen of Persia and saved her people. Now, I've got some captions at the top of the pages of my American Standard Version. And by reading through these captions, it'll somewhat give us a summary of where we've come to in our reading in Esther chapter 3. It begins with a feast of Ahasuerus. And at that feast, Ahasuerus wanted Vashti, the queen, to show her beauty. But Queen Vashti refused to do it. And therefore she was deposed from being a king. And then a substitute was sought for her. And they had sort of a beauty contest. And Esther, the little orphan girl, whose name was Hadasha, Esther, the cousin of Mordecai who had raised her, she was the one chosen to be queen. And so she was made queen. And then we read a little section about how Mordecai heard about a plot against the king, two men going to take the king's life, and he revealed the plot to Esther, who revealed the plot to King Ahasuerus, and they investigated the matter and found out it was right. And those two men that were going to kill the king were themselves put to death. That sort of sets up a pattern for something we're going to see in this book, how that the very evil that men propose to do comes back and becomes the evil done to them. Well, there's a man named Haman, and he was promoted in Ahasuerus' kingdom, and he wanted all the people to bow down to him. But Mordecai the Jew refused to bow down, and it made Haman so mad he decided he'd not only kill Mordecai, but he would kill all his people. And he got the king to sign a decree saying that these people would all be put to death. And the king really didn't realize the significance, I don't think, of what he was signing at that time. And he did not know that would include the death of his queen, Esther, whom he adored. But let's go back to Esther chapter 3 now. In beginning in verse 12 we read, then were the king's scribes called in the first month on the 13th day thereof, And thou was written according to all that Haman commanded unto the king's satraps, and to the governors that were over every province, and to the province of every people, and every province according to the writing thereof, and to every people after their language. In the name of King Ahasuerus was it written, and it was sealed with the king's ring. And the letters were sent by post into all the king's provinces to destroy, to slay, and to cause to perish all the Jews, both young and old, little children and women, in one day, even upon the 13th day of the 12th month, which is the month Adar, and to take the spoil of them for prey. A copy of the writing that the decree should be given out in every province was published unto all the people, that they should be ready against that day. The post went forth in haste by the king's commandment, and the decree was given out in Shushan the palace, and the king and Haman sat down to drink, but the city of Shushan was perplexed. That brings us to the end of Esther chapter 3. And we'll begin reading now in Esther chapter 4. But I want you to notice how after they gave this decree and all the city of Shushan was perplexed, why Haman and the king act like it was no big thing. They just sat down to drink and to eat and enjoy their evening. Let's start with Esther chapter 4 and verse 1. Now when Mordecai knew all that was done, Mordecai rent his clothes and put on sackcloth with ashes, and went out into the midst of the city and cried with a loud and bitter cry. And he came even before the king's gate, for none might enter within the king's gate clothed with sackcloth. And in every province, whithersoever the king's commandment and his decree came, there was great mourning among the Jews, and fasting, and weeping, and wailing, and many lay in sackcloth and ashes. And Esther's maidens and her chamberlains came and told it to her. And the queen was exceedingly grieved, and she sent raiment to clothe Mordecai, and to take his sackcloth from him. But he received it not. Then called Esther for Hathach, one of the king's chamberlains, whom she had appointed to attend upon her, and charged him to go to Mordecai to know what this was and why it was. So Hathach went forth to Mordecai to the broad place of the city, which was before the king's gate. And Mordecai told him all that had happened to him, and the exact sum of money that Haman had promised to pay the king's treasuries for the Jews to destroy them. Also he gave him the copy of the writing of the decree that was given out in Shushan to destroy them, to show it to Esther, and to declare it unto her, and to charge her that she should go into the king to make supplication unto him, and to make request before him for her people. And Hathach came and told Esther the words of Mordecai. Then Esther spake unto Hathach and gave him a message unto Mordecai, saying, all the king's servants and all the people of the king's provinces do know that whosoever, whether man or woman, shall come into the king into the inner court, who is not called, there is one law for him, that he be put to death, except to those to whom the king shall hold out the golden scepter, that he may live. But I have not been called to come into the king these 30 days. And they told the Mordecai Esther's words. Then Mordecai bade them return answer to Esther. Think not within thyself that thou shalt escape in the king's house more than all the Jews. For if thou altogether holdest thy peace at this time, then will relief and deliverance arise to the Jews from another place. But thou and thy father's house will perish. And who knoweth whether thou art come into the kingdom for such a time as this? Then Esther bade them return answer unto Mordecai. Go,
gather together all the Jews that are present in Shushan, and fast ye for me. Neither eat nor drink 3 days, night or day. I also and my maidens will fast in like manner, and I will go in to the king, which is not according to the law. And if I perish, I perish. So Mordecai went his way, and did according to all that Esther had commanded him. That's the end of chapter 4. Let's begin with Esther chapter 5 and verse 1. Now it came to pass on the third day that Esther put on her royal apparel and stood in the inner court of the king's house, over against the king's house. And the king sat upon his royal throne in the royal house, over against the entrance of the house. And it was so that when the king saw Esther the queen standing in the court, that she obtained favor in his sight. And the king held out to Esther the golden scepter that was in his hand. So Esther drew near and touched the top of the scepter, and said to the king and to her, "What wilt thou, Queen Esther, and what is thy request? It shall be given thee even to the half of the kingdom." And Esther said, "If it seem good unto the king, let the king and Haman come this day into the banquet that I have prepared for him." Then the king said, "Call Haman to make haste, that it may be done as Esther hath said." So the king and Haman came to the banquet that Esther had prepared. And the king said unto Esther at the banquet of wine, "What is thy petition? And it shall be granted thee. And what is thy request? Even to the half of the kingdom it shall be performed." Then answered Esther and said, "My petition and my request is, if I have found favor in the sight of the king, and if it please the king to grant my petition and to perform my request, let the king and Haman come to the banquet that I shall prepare for them, and I will do tomorrow as the king has said." Then went Haman forth that day, joyful and glad of heart. But when Haman saw Mordecai in the king's gate, that he stood not up nor moved for him, he was filled with wrath against Mordecai. Nevertheless, Haman refrained himself, and went home, and sent and fetched his friends, and Zeresh his wife. And Haman recounted unto them the glory of his riches, and the multitude of his children, and all the things wherein the king had promoted them, and how he had advanced him above the princes and servants of the king. And Haman said moreover, "Yea, Esther the queen did let no man come in with the king into the banquet that she had prepared but myself. And tomorrow also am I invited by her altogether with the king. Yet all this avails me nothing, so long as I see Mordecai the Jew sitting at the king's gate." Then said Zeresh his wife and all his friends unto him, "Let a gallows be made 50 cubits high, and in the morning speak thou to the king that Mordecai may be hanged thereon. Then go thou in merrily with the king to the banquet." And the thing pleased Haman, and he caused the gallows to be made. That's the end of Esther chapter 5. We'll begin in Esther chapter 6. Really, I don't think I'm going to begin that now. Esther chapter 6, 1. Our time is about out. And so we're going to begin reading this story. I'll give a quick review, and we'll go to Esther chapter 6 and verse 9 as it comes later. But you can see how this is developed. Poor old Haman, with all that he had going for him, one little thing, Mordecai not bowing down, ruined his day. Listen, we need to count our blessings. We have so many good things going for us. Let's don't be like Haman and let some little thing that doesn't go just right for us ruin our whole day and cause us to do something foolish as he did. You have listened well.
It's time for the class to be over, and so you may be dismissed.